Okay. So yesterday we went through the Gemara, and we introduced the complexities within this issur of an Ishmartim called the Vara. We noted that the first half of the Gemara introduces the prohibition without reference to Hotzei Zer Levatala. The second half introduces it with, which forces one to wonder whether they are related. Meaning, is it that it is only prohibited to look at things that will cause or might cause Hotzei Zer Levatala, or those two separate prohibitions? We raise the question of what would happen if one would have improper thoughts, but it wouldn't lead to that eventuality. Would that be prohibited? We noted that there might be a nafkamina in that regard between women and men, right? That would be obviously something potentially that could emerge from the sugya. Okay. Despite the fact that you didn't get to this Gemara, I think skip for a moment to 16 and 17. These aren't particularly complicated.
So we should have done it.
Well, I assumed you'd get through 17, but who knew? This isn't so hard. The Sifrei, right? What's the Sifrei? It's one of the Midrashei Halacha, right? In addition to Midrash Haggadah, we have Halachic Midrash from the Tannaitic period on Vayikra. It's called Torat Kohanim or Toras Kohanim, however you want, or the Sifra. On Bamidbar and Dvarim, you have the Sifrei. Anyways, so commenting on the pasuk that we have in what we call the third parak of Shema, the pasuk says, "Lo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem." So the Sifrei says, "V'acharei einechem zu znut." This is znut. Lo taturu. What is znut? Yeah, promiscuity, something like that. Lo taturu achar levavchem v'acharei einechem magid she'enayim holchot achar halev o halev achar ha'enayim. And this is what Rashi quotes. From here you learn that the heart follows the eyes follow the heart. And meaning, it is going to lead to problems. The Gemara, yes. Right? Well, hold that thought for a moment. The Gemara in Brachot 17 says, "Detanya achar levavchem zuminut v'chinu omer amar naval bilibo enohim." After your hearts, this is heresy. Again, we saw this combination again in our Gemara and Yud Zayin. I remember that the two things that there are extra prohibitions against are idolatry / heresy, right? Theological problems and arayot. Acharei einechem zehirhur aveira. That is thoughts of sin, of sexual sin. Shneamar vayomer Shimshon elaviv ota kachli kihi yashra be'enai. Like when Shimshon said, "Take that woman for me as a wife, because she is proper in my eyes." Atem zonim, which you are straying after. Zehir ravu dzar ravchenomer v'znu acharei habe'alim. Okay. Now, so we noted yesterday that one of the interesting things about the issur of v'nishmartim called davara might be that there could be cases where it is prohibited to have improper thoughts, even if touch is not prohibited. Right? Well, on the basis of what? Right? How do we justify the possibility of such a distinction? Good, right? That it could be that, look, in the end of the day, lo tikrivu is a derivative of a riot, and therefore implies mutuality. And Nishmartim called Avara clearly is not dependent on mutuality, because it's not only prohibited to look at a woman, where you could argue that there is some level of mutuality, meaning even if she isn't involved, right, meaning the same way that rape could be a prohibited sexual act, right? Voyeurism could be a prohibited, a prohibited act of viewing, right? There's not mutuality in the sense of consent, mutuality in the sense that there are two people involved,
right.
But that clearly isn't necessary because the Gemara prohibited not only staring at a woman, but looking at her clothes, looking at animals mating, v'chadome, and the focus is therefore in the guy's head. However, let's try to be medayik here. The Gemara in Brachot, or the Sifrei, does that Gemara support such a read or not? And I want you to come back, Yosef, to the key word that you picked up on. Lo sasuru achar levavchem acharei nechem. What is znut and what is not znut?
Relations
are... Yeah, right? Znut is, in particular, what? Forbidden relationships.
Right.
Forbidden sexual intercourse.
It doesn't seem like it.
Meaning, a case, right, of erva, sleeping with a married woman, whatever, right?
That's adultery.
It could be adultery, it could be sleeping with a sister, it could be incest, it could be sleeping with an ida, it could be sleeping with, right, meaning, but involves znut, like actual promiscuity. Therefore, it could be, in Brisker Lamdus, right, that with the phrase that I like using, which I hate, right, is tzvei dinim. Right, what is tzvei dinim? That there's two, both are right. Meaning, and look at number one, the thing that I added for you today, this one, just look at the first source here. Right, what I added, right? And then we'll come back to the sources you did, okay?
Don't worry. It seems
as though we shouldn't just start. It's fine, it's fine. Shelo latur achar ha'ayin dechtev acharei einichem. Right, don't stray after your eyes. Darshu rabotenu zeu znut. What is znut? Shelo yistakel b'nashim l'shem znut. Don't look at women for the purpose of promiscuity. And then he says, af al gav, demafik histaklu nashim mikra denishmartim mikol davara. Even though we prohibited looking at women based on our Gemara and Daf Chav, hahu histaklut nashim shalolish nemzuk znus rak shenen ebi histakla. That's not l'shem znut. That's where he benefited from seeing her. In other words, right, what is the smock? Who's the smock, by the way? Say from Mitzvah's cotton, good. What is that? What period is that from?
1500.
You win again.
1700s. Smack is the 1700s, maybe?
Not even close. He is a Balatosvos. He is a Balatosvos, right?
You're like looking at me like I'm
1300. 100. Yes, he is a star pool, but doesn't know everything.
I usually use Safari for this, but I don't bring my phone to share.
That's good. No, he's a Balatessos. Moshe Mikutzi. Anyways, so here, Moshe of Kutzi. Now, so what does the smock introduce? What does he introduce?
He introduces...
I mean, what is the...
This idea of how the gazing might give you some other form of pleasure.
Except, what is it? What is he... What is he...
Looking at them, not the same as us. He's separating.
Correct. I mean, he's saying both are true. Right? He's saying, we were asking, is... right, we were asking, is the Isra of Nishmarta called the Ra, is it distinct from... Sorry. I messed that up. The smog.
No.
Sorry. Ramosh of Kutzi is the smog. Sorry. That's the smog. I was like, I think I got that wrong.
Smog.
Right, there's two. There's Sefer Mitzvos Katan, right? Which there's Mitzvos Gadol, which was the Ramosh of Kutzi, right?
So.
That's. Then there's the Sefer Mitzvos Katan, right? Which was. Rav Yitzchak of Corbeil, in English, right, or whatever, French, Corbeil, Rav Yitzchak of Corbeil, okay, also Balatosvot. Okay, so it could be that both are true, meaning that our Gemara is hard to deny that this is introducing a prohibition which is not merely a derivative of Znus.
Right.
But one could argue that losasuru is in fact a derivative of znus. And therefore, and we'll see this later on, what might come out, what might emerge from that. Remember, what was some of the nafkaminas we saw? That we suggested, we haven't seen them yet. Let's say women and men.
Right?
Well, it could be... Correct, meaning it could be that if you think Vinishmarta Mikol Devara is dependent on Hotzei Zera, so then women are presumably, according to Rav Rishonim, not included in this prohibition. Right? But that might only be that a woman would not be prohibited to look at a man stam to benefit. but to stare at someone else's husband, right, or that, or whatever, an erva, whatever the case may be, right, someone's forbidden to her, and have, you know, imagine engaging in forbidden sexual relations, which is from Los Asuru, right, where it has an element of mutuality, right, where it's more similar to the prohibitions of actual erva that might be prohibited, right? So it's possible that there are multiple prohibitions that are okay. Now, what I gave you, we'll come back to fleshing these things out later. Just, you know, hold on to all of these sources, but otherwise, so that you guys don't go crazy, we'll go in the order of the sources that I gave you. What I want to do first is try to get a survey of the Gemaras that relate to this prohibition. So, in addition to our Gemara and the Gemara in Brachot. The Gemara outlines the nature of this prohibition. So, in number two, Gemara in Sota describes the people who really, really, really we don't like, who destroy the world. One is what we call a chassid shoyte, right? A righteous idiot. Rasha Arum.
Conniving,
that's a good word. Right? V'isha Prusha, Makos Prushin. Again, we won't get into all those, but fine. So the Gemara says, what is a chassid shote? Who is that person?
One who sees like a woman drowning and says that, oh, you know, I can't save her because I can't look at her.
Well, again, look at her. Good. So now, what does that clearly tell you? Now, why is that Gemara relevant?
Too firm.
Because...
Two ways of reading that Gemara. Tell me the two ways of reading that Gemara and how it sheds light on our sugya.
You're saying the two ways that will shed light on our sugya.
That touching someone not there.
Not touching, looking. It's looking.
It's not your hair. I'm saying like it's...
Okay. It's not Let's us. Be very
looking
precise.
Is not, looking is not us.
That's not what the Gemara says at all. Looking is usur.
I'm just saying, but like if it's there,
right? We know that looking is usur. We just said looking is usur.
Yeah, it's a kind of
well, it's not. From everything, though, right? So no just, it's not justified.
Okay.
It comes specifically to these types of situations.
It also doesn't
specify the type.
Okay, not two reads. Let's try to figure out exactly what the Gemara means and how it would shed light. Okay.
He has actual reason to not.
If I asked you based on our sugya plus the Gemara in Brachot, what type of looking is usur?
Sexual.
Want to direct.
Good. So now, just in light of that, what is going on in the Gemara here?
It's like this pious dude is saying all kinds.
So there's one of two possibilities. Either he's foolish because he thinks that non-sexual looking is usur, or...
Or he thinks that it is usur.
Or this is sexual looking, and that's why he's bothered. Mm-hmm. Right? Or he is attracted to the woman. Right? And, right, meaning there are two possible chidushim of this, not chidush, right? I don't even call it a chidush, because the Gemara assumes that whatever it is the Gemara is teaching us is obvious. Good. It's a non-chidush. What is the Gemara's non-chidush?
One is either that he's sexually attracted to her, and therefore he didn't do anything about it.
Or he thinks he's not
correct. Right. So one possible way of reading was the way Shimon originally read, which is to say, look, this isn't sexual looking, he's looking to save her life. And therefore, it's permitted, right? And that would tell us, okay, when we say that there's an Isser of Nishmarta Kolara, obviously it has sexual connotations, otherwise it's permitted. The other way is to say, wait a second, right? That's not necessarily the case. But think about it. Let's say we're talking about a guy who's, right, he's passing by a beach. So the woman is dressed in, promiscuous, whatever, you know, a bikini, whatever, and she's good looking, right? The reason, right, it could be that his Havamina is, right?
That he wants to
I have a question, maybe.
Not that he wants to, but that he is, and therefore it's usur, right? And what was his mistake? Right, not that that type of looking was usur. It is usur. His mistake was that it's not Yehar Gval Yavur. Right, that it's not worth giving up her life. Right? Now, both of those assumptions still assume what?
It was worth giving up.
You're doing it for the sake of pleasure.
No, both of those assumptions assume that what type of looking is usur?
Their pleasure.
One that not staring. We haven't. That's a third possibility, right? Sexual looking, right? One possibility is that the reason he's a fool is because this is not called sexual looking. He thought even non-sexual looking is also. The second one is that it was sexual looking, but it doesn't matter. It's not Yarag Val Yabra. The third is that there may be a difference between, as we'll see, Stachlut Nabata,
that's why he didn't
glancing and looking, but it doesn't really work here because if you're trying to save someone's life, you really are looking, right? You are staring.
But you're not. You don't really care.
But that's not. That's not amazing. But that's not the difference between staring and looking. That is staring. That is staring. That's back to what we just said. That's the one of the first two formulations, right?
But still, the primary thing is to save that person.
And that's what. So that's what we just said. But it is staring. You can't tell me it's not staring. And that's his mistake. That's his mistake. Right, that's his mistake.
That it is. Okay.
Okay.
I heard the answer.
So far, all we know, what seems to emerge, however you read the Gemara, right? What seems to emerge from the Gemara is that the only looking that's Osir is sexual looking, right? Fine. Okay. Good.
The thing is, why? The thing is, like you said, you think
he's clearly staring. So this is, you can't distinguish between looking and staring here because he's staring, right? You can't be a good lifeguard, right? If you close your eyes, it's not it's not what's going on. This is not happening, right? You're diving to the bottom of the ocean, right? I think she's somewhere out there. I'm just gonna close my eyes and
I think there's a blind lifeguard somewhere.
Oh, somebody,
you know, swim around until you feel something.
So why is he making a chiddush?
Well, no, that's actually. No,
that's why I said I don't want to call it a chiddush. Yeah, I mean, it's not a chiddush. The Gemara is saying that there are, you know, there are people out there who are firmer than God. I mean, right, I don't know how many times they use that phrase, right? And they're wrong.
That's actually how they do it in lakes, because if the lake is murky, they swim blindly with their stomachs on the bottom of the sand.
Fine, but they first look to see which direction the person drowning is. They don't just say, oh, I hear somebody drowning, let me just jump into the lake and hope I find them. Right? That's not... It's not a good idea. Oh, it's just... it's not a good idea. Okay, fine. Good. So now... Let's continue. Another question, again, practically. Right, as we go through these Gemaras, we're going to have to try to slowly whittle down, right, what exactly the Issur is. Okay. If we're careful in the Gemara tells us that not only is it Issur to look, but what's the language of the Gemara? Of our Gemara? What's the language of our Gemara? What was the key word in the pasuk that the Gemara is focusing on?
Karo.
Vinishmarta. What does Nishmarta mean? Guard yourself. What is the implication?
Anything involving guarding yourself, whatever you need to do to guard yourself.
Correct. Meaning it's not just, it's not trying to just tell you, right? It's not telling you just not look, right? It's a whole, it's an ethos.
Yes.
Right? It's an ethos, right? Guard yourself.
Yeah.
Now, based on that, it shouldn't be surprising that our Gemara introduced the prohibition of looking b'chavana. But, logically, if the nature of the Isser is don't look because I want you to keep far away from a riot, so it's not going to be limited to intentional looking, right? It would be included to avoiding situations. Mitzad sheni, yesh gvul. Right, logically. Right? Mitzad sheni, yesh gvul.
Mitzad.
On the other hand, mitzad sheni, yesh gvul. Right? There's a, that's in Hebrew. There must be a limit to this. Right? Yesh gvul. Meaning, right, there must be a limit to this. And the question is, where is that limit? If, again, if the nature of the prohibition is avoid...
It kind of, well, the what's it called? The
yes, thank you. That's why I gave you the Gemara Bava Basra. Right, that's exactly the question that the Gemara Bava Basra wants to figure out, which is, okay, how much?
I guess
now, how far do you have to go to avoid this prohibition?
If there's another way, you know, you should.
Okay, so what's the Gemara talking about? What's the case? So the Gemara calls it Otsem Einav Meroz Ra, one who closes his eyes to not see evil. So Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba Ze She'ein Mistakel B'Noshim B'Shah She'Omdos Alakvisa. Right. So the context of the Gemara is that we're talking about someone who's very, very a big tzaddik, right? He's praised because he closes his eyes from evil. So the Gemara says, okay, this is somebody who doesn't look at women while they are
doing laundry.
Right? Now, laundry obviously nowadays is not a particularly sexually enticing activity, but that's because we have.
Machines,
right? When people went down to the river to do laundry,
they would roll up their
clothes, right?
Above the knee.
which is usur according to all deos. What? Yes.
All deos?
Yes, all deos. Shok b'isha erva. There's two positions in poskim. Shok, when the Gemara says that shok b'isha erva, either that means the thigh, which means anything above the knee, or means the calf, meaning the entire leg all the way down to the ankle.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. There is no third position, right? That says that those are not usur.
Oh, really?
Right. What?
Yeah.
You know, shocking, really. No, the more makil position is that it's only the thigh. The more machmir position is that it's the thigh plus the calf, right? Like down to the ankle. But yes, if it goes above her knee, yes, that is usur according to all major postgame.
In my high school, it was always a problem that the girls always had.
I don't know why you say this sarcastically. No, this is really usur. Thanks. Thank you. So the Gemara.
I should rephrase it. Oh no, her toes.
Yeah, but this isn't her toes. We're talking her thigh. Right? Right. So good. So the Gemara says, okay.
One step further.
So the Gemara says, hey chidami. The Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the case?
It's
so id ika darcha achrisa.
There's another way.
But Rashu, the Gemara says, right, the context of the Gemara is we're praising someone who's at tzaddik. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says, look. If you didn't have to go by the beach,
and you still,
and you did,
you're
you are a Rasha, right? This is not right. You don't get to be called tzaddik because you know, right?
Well,
you didn't walk by the beach
I'm
when you
burn myself now.
Sit down, right? He says, mitzad sheni. Mitzad sheni, he said, idaleka dark achrisa. Said, if there's no other way to go, anasu.
It
right,
unavoidable. You can't,
what are you supposed to do? Right, meaning.
See, unavoidable.
No, it's not unavoidable. We're talking about there's no other way to get where you're going except for passing the place where people have to be doing laundry. Good. So the Gemara says, "Olam ledeleka." So the Gemara, right? What's the Gemara's problem? The Gemara said, "What is the case in which you are a tzaddik for not looking?"
That's where there's no
right. Meaning, if you had a choice and you choose to go where the women are dressed improperly,
you're Russia,
right? If you have no other way to go, remember Moshe. Moshe said, "What are you going to do?" It's like, right? You're going to say, "Okay, I'm not going to work in Manhattan between the months of April and October," right? You know, not everyone is, so blessed, right?
Is this the same Rav Moshe who gave
sheets? And it's a Western city when it's hot, you know? Okay, there are, you know.
Question ever.
What can you do?
Is it the same emotion being the sheet for the boy for like not even touching girl?
I don't know.
So he says what?
No,
so what? So what does the Gemara say? What's the Gemara's? The Gemara says, what's the case in which you are a tzaddik for not looking?
There's no other way. You know, there was another.
So l'dileka. I mean, there is no other way of walking. Vafilu hachi. But what makes you a tzaddik?
You close your eyes.
Mi boile lemeinus nafshe. If you're a tzaddik, you should turn away your head, right? Try not to look, even though you do have to go that way.
Right. Where do you go? But you where do you go?
One second.
So that's what
oh wait, okay.
Go and it's not
now, so good. Let's so okay. Let's first one second. Yosef.
If
so
you what's do it, well, the Gemara.
One second. Stop. Okay. So what's clear in the Gemara? And again, conceptually, this makes a lot of sense based on our Gemara, right? If the Isser is Vinishmarta, right, is to stay away. You understand why included in the Isser is going to be. Not just, not don't stare, but avoidance.
Right.
Right? And therefore the Gemara says, again, is it, someone asked me, is it usur to go to the beach? Right? Usur. So, look, the Gemara calls you a Rasha. If you had a choice to not go to a place where women are dressed like that. Is it usur? Yesh lodun, whatever the usur is in Nishmarta. But it is clearly... Right? Evil.
I mean, I can't repent for that now, if I now know I'm going to be a Russian going to the beach. I mean,
you can. But anyways, fine.
God will forgive me.
You can do tshuva, right?
Try.
But the Gemara says, right? But again, I want you to understand, guys, I want you to understand how conceptually this makes sense. Right? Meaning if the point of the Gemara is that there's a need, you need a shmira.
Right?
Meaning you need avoidance. It shouldn't surprise you to find conceptual expansions in the Gemara. Right? That shouldn't surprise you. Right? Now here the Gemara's expansion is that not only should you not look, but you should avoid situations in which you'll come to look, right? In which case you are a Rasha, right? If you put yourself in such a situation, and even in a case where, Now there's a heter hidden in this Gemara. But the Gemara says, let's say you have no choice. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then, do we hold you responsible if you happen to see the woman? No. Right? We don't hold you responsible.
Right.
But there's still a midas chasidus.
It says you should close your eyes.
Right, there's a midas chasid, but remember the context of the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to explain who's a tzaddik. The Gemara says the person who has no choice,
but still
manages to look away as much as possible.
But if
you're a normal guy and you walk, you have no choice but to walk by in Manhattan, and your eyes happen to glance up at the 300-foot poster of whatever,
such a funny story,
on 42nd and 5th or whatever you want, right? What?
What's that?
If you know Manhattan, you will know that there are certain.
You know what a billboard is?
I was going to Manhattan. One second. I should tell you, by the way, you should know. This, I think, is Svara Pshuta. But there was an Israel. Wait. No, what I'm about to say, I haven't said it yet. There was a study done by a bunch of scientists that I know the conclusions of this are really shocking. The number of car accidents next to billboards of naked women, right, are virtually is higher than it is everywhere else. And therefore, in London, it's illegal. What? Of course, seriously. And therefore, in England, they passed a law.
We'll get harassed by the other gender.
But in England, it is illegal. At least in London, it's illegal now to have posters like that near roads, right? In New York, you have like this 300-foot like Victoria's Secret thing, right? If you have that over a highway, right? Right?
Another accident on I-95 today.
Look, New York has interesting things. One of the most uncomfortable moments of my life was when I was with my parents. We were going to the city, and we get off the subway at either, it was either 30, I think it was 42nd. 40, I think it was 42nd. Right? 42nd and 6, whatever it was, something like that. And once a year, unbeknownst to us, they have, you know, under the there's a famous or infamous, however you want to take it, Calvin Klein model billboard on 42nd, 43rd, something like that. Right? It's like 100 feet tall. It's always of a man wearing virtually nothing.
Calvin Klein. In Times Square?
It's in Times Square, right? Yeah. Whatever it is, right? Times Square. So once a year, they have national underwear celebration, something, and they have. We should get out of the subway, and hundreds of men and women are standing there in nothing but their underwear, just lining the streets, right? That is like. I mean, there are very few things in life that are more uncomfortable than such a thing, right? But the Gemara says, look, what did I want, right? I was going with my parents to the city. Trust me, when you're with your parents, kal vachomer, this is not what you want.
Just so it's all clear, if Donnie were to be on a bus...
Okay, stop. Stop. Right, but what's the Gemara's point? Listen, what's the Gemara's point? That if you're the you know, you didn't know this was happening, right? You get out at Times Square, and you're like, oi, right? So now,
get back on the train.
Right? So the Gemara says, look.
Nope, not today.
So the Gemara says, technically, no, but what's the Gemara's point? The Gemara is technically, if I need to now get across the street, I'm allowed to walk quickly, right, through. And the fact that I'm going to happen to see people, right, I can't stare, that's obvious. But Midas Chasidus would be to try to make it, you don't see it all. But if you walk straight, you don't stare. So you're not a tzaddik, you're not a rasha.
The question is it better to...
It was a thing in New York, right? It was a certain day that I...
It's once a year. Now I know it's once a year.
I know Abercrombie.
You're the only guy who wasn't wearing
Venetian. Abercrombie? It's gum. Okay, fine. Good, but now...
Is it better...
1 second.
Is it better to... Let's say you put your head down and you're walking through that and you might bump into them. Is it better to...
So you have to have a head on your shoulders.
You can't be like this all the time. You have to look while you're walking.
Look, in Manhattan is a grid, so if you really wanted to, you could go the other way.
Yeah, go
right. You go down one block and up one block. It's not like right, but not actually, because the way, again, I don't know which subway we were coming out of, but whatever subway we were coming out of, you got out of the subway station, got out
you
in
were
the middle.
Just stuck in a ton of underwear people.
Well, no, because like if you went to the left. It was there. You went to the right. Didn't matter where you went, right? Because they were lining the street, and you had to go somewhere, right?
I thought Manhattan isn't so big.
What?
I thought Manhattan isn't so big.
What do you mean? It's pretty big. No, it's not so big. Whatever. Okay. Anyway, not important. Okay. But now.
Guys.
Okay. Now, Yosef asked the question, okay, but how much does the Gemara push you away from this?
How punished am I right
now? No. You asked, okay, but what exactly does the Gemara mean? Right? What happens if you put yourself in such a situation and you don't look? So are you a tzaddik, a rasha, us, or mutter?
It kind of seems like for the Gemara, it doesn't matter. If there's another way...
So the simplest part of the Gemara is, as Nachum points out, is that it doesn't matter. Right? Meaning the Gemara's point is that not you can't go there because you might look.
Right.
The very act of going to a place where you might look is itself problematic. Whether or not you end up succumbing right to looking. How do I know? Who says that? Seems to say that. Hint, next source. The Rashbam, because look what he says. He says, Rashahu. Afal pisha otzei meinav. He said, don't think that pshat in the Gemara is that you're Rasha only if you do look. He said, no. If you go to the Lahavdil, right? You go on National Underwear Day to Times Square, but you say, I'm going to go and close my eyes. He says, even if you go and you successfully close your eyes the whole time,
still a Rasha.
You're Rasha. Shilohaya lo lekarev, right? It's wrong to put yourself in such a situation. Ella harchik min avera. Your job in life.
Does that mean it's us, sir? Does that mean it's just...
Again, is it us, sir? That's what I said. He says, the kaimalan chulan archeik min akiyur. He says you have a halachic responsibility to avoid problematic situations.
But I have the...
Kind of sounds pretty usher to me.
Rabbi.
What?
Kind of sounds like a pretty usher.
Again, usher, not usher, you're Russia. Right? Is it usher mutter? Don't do it.
You're right.
I don't know the formal.
Everywhere you go in the summer, back home also, there's everywhere people
put
like.
Now? You sound like lolling that guy who wrote to Rav Moshe.
Oh, no. So we have to figure out. Good. So we have to figure out.
That's
not what I'm saying.
People put like more, you know, less.
I know.
So what? You'll say I'm staying the whole summer at home? No, you can't be like that.
So, okay. So what? How are you reading the Gemara? What does the Gemara say?
Not really, Donnie.
Maybe I am.
You're not. Because the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Imleka Dark Achrisa, there's no other way.
Then you're allowed to, but yeah.
Then you're allowed, but you have to avoid.
You have to avoid it, yes. That's what you said before.
Yeah, okay. That was the Gemara. That was... You said you got to 5, but apparently you didn't even read what you read on 5. Come on.
I read 5 that time.
Okay. Now, there's an interesting question that I'll throw out here, which is it, considering the problematic nature of this whole situation, right, that it creates, meaning this is not a beach which is miwad for pritzos, right? This is just people who are doing their laundry,
right?
So the question is, you might ask, okay, are Jews allowed, or is a Jewish woman allowed to be in such a situation, which could create problems?
What do you mean?
Right, meaning, right, here we talk, right, meaning...
How else are they supposed to do their laundry?
Say, okay, yeah, the point is that even though it's a problematic situation, Jews are allowed to, you know, you're allowed to do it. What else are you supposed to
it's
do?
Unavoidable.
Except, if you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, if you noted, he seems to think not. Right? Because, you know, you could do it at the river. You could schlep water back to your house. It's harder. Right? You could do it. And therefore, Rabbi Gershom seems to think it's problematic, too, for women to be in such a situation was problematic, because he says, right? Benar afil nachrios. Mishum da'omdos yechefos, umigalzer azenshul igara ba'atzmo yetzirara.
Well, according to the Gemara, it kind of seems like it's not us, sir, because it's saying, as an example, there's women doing laundry.
Well,
according to
blah, blah, correct, but Rabbi Gershom focuses on nachris, right?
Why would Rabbi Gershom go with that case? Why don't they just kiss so your clothing gets a little wet?
Well,
I'm saying like he goes to the case.
There could be, but I don't know what people did exactly. Now, but according to Rabbeinu Gershom, according to Rashbam, it's clear that the Isser is to put yourself in such a situation.
To put the men
right?
To put himself
for the men, for the men. Right, let's bracket that question a little bit. But according to the Rashbam, clearly the Isser is for a man to put yourself in a situation even if you're going to succeed.
The Rashbam is very, very aligned with the Mishmar.
Right. Rabbeinu Gershom sounds a little bit different, right? He says, no, don't go. Shaligar ba'atzmo yetzer hara, right? It sounds like he's telling you not to go because he's afraid you're going to fail. Right? The Rashbat, right? That's what it sounds like. No, the Rabbeinu Gershom. Right? Because Rabbeinu Gershom says, don't go, shelo yigara ba'atma yitzahara, so that it won't provoke your yitzahara, which sounds like, if you were to go and mamish, close your eyes. Yesh ladun, whether Rabbeinu Gershom thinks you're violating. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Number six, Meiri. How does he read this Gemara? He says, "Midas hatsnias mishubachas ad limeod."
The Rav Shbam says that it even you can't put yourself in this situation even though you're gonna
succeed.
Right.
Correct. But in Gershom sounds like don't put it because we're convinced you're gonna fail. If you would succeed. Yesh ladun.
Right.
Yesh ladun. Okay. Number six, Meiri. How does Meiri read this Gemara? He says, "Midas hatsnias mishubachas ad limeod." Right, he gives you a whole philosophical framework here, and he says, "Tznius is a great thing." Lo sof davar benashim. He says, "I don't just mean women. El af benashim, men too." Lo sof davar shlechazer achar kalas rosh. Right, he gives you, and again, this is very in line with the ethos of Nishmart. He says, "What does it mean to be careful? It means not just you shouldn't be involved in levity." El af li hishtadel harbei al hatzniut. Right. Because tzniut is valuable, you should actively be involved in
protection.
Right, in going towards tzniut.
Right.
Derech ha'ara amru otzem einav meira ozra ze she'ein mistaka benashim b'shah shomedes ala kvisa. The chiddush is that someone who sees women doing laundry, he should close his eyes. Va'afilo esheshem derech acheres. Even if there's no other way, va'yamuchrach leilech al kolpanim, and you have to go. Sarach ulanas is atzmo. You still have to force yourself. Lahat is atzmo l'tzar acher v'chein kol kayotzi b'zeh. You still have to close your eyes. Now he doesn't even. Right, he seems to imply that you have to, not just like it's a tzaddik thing to do. Really, that's what you should be doing. Right? Really, really, really. Even if you have no choice.
It's like a Rosh Bump 2.0.
Right? Yeah, right? I mean, even if you really don't have a choice to be there, you really should close your eyes. You really should. Right? Again, is it chiyuv? Is it usher to look? Right? Is it usher to walk like that? You're a Rasha if you put yourself in that situation,
and
you're a tzaddik if you're in a difficult situation and you manage to really avoid looking. Is it absolutely a chiyuv to close your eyes? The Rosh Bam says no. Miri says, right? Should you do it?
No,
but obviously you should, as Meiri says. There's a value that's coming out here.
Do not close
your
eyes.
Right.
Okay.
This is all under the
now the
other choice, correct?
Right now, the Rambam explicitly connects this Gemara to our Gemara. Right? I mean, it's not just me. It's not like I said, look, this Gemara seems sort of like our Gemara. The Rambam tells you, where does this Gemara emerge from? Right, he said, this is all related to, don't look at the women, don't look at their colored clothing. For that, you don't cause error, right? Meaning this is part of a broad prohibition presented to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Dafchaf. Okay, good.
Kind of seen, well...
Good.
Kind of, well, yeah.
Okay. Another Gemara.
Wait, so the Rambam is saying that it's...
All of this is a function of hear her. Now the Rashbam seems to go farther. Right, the Rashbam is not even just a function of hear her. It's that sneos is such an overwhelming value that you should avoid situations which might lead to hear her even if they won't. Right? Many of you are going to succeed.
So he's agreeing with the...
Right, you shouldn't go there, right? If you know that's going to happen, avoid it.
Right?
Go one subway step to the left, to the right, you know, whatever. Okay. Good. The next Gemara that I gave you... honestly, you don't have to read inside. We've seen it quoted enough. But I gave it to you. This is the...
Sanhedrin.
This is the Gemara Sanhedrin about the guy... Right, I'll read it to you quickly because we've seen it enough times. I figured I'd put it here because it's part of this discussion. There was a man who saw a particular woman, and he was obsessed with her. And he went and he asked the doctors, and the doctor said he's going to die unless he has sex with her. Yes, so the Chum said, let him die.
And then he said, talk to her.
Let her stand naked.
Right.
No, die. Get there, talk to her. Get there. So, pligi bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi. But now, what I give you this Gemara, the second half. Pligi bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rishmon bar Nachmeni. Chad Omar Eishes Ish Haisa. The Chad Omar Pnuya Haisa. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. What type of woman are we talking about? Is she married or is she single? So the Gemara said, Bishlam Alamandi Omar Eishes Ish Haisa. Shapir, if she was married,
there would be a problem.
No, then it makes sense. Why?
Because
but is this a function of Ishmael Mikol Davara?
No. According to the
Smak. Remember, I think if we want to read this Gemara carefully, right, we need the Smak. It says, because remember we saw, if you go for a second to number 9. The Nimuke Yosef, where he says, "Hani averas lav dafke inu gufayel kol bezer nami harg val yavor." We learned in this Gemara is that all the derivatives are yarg val yavor. So now let me ask you the question: is it yarg val yavor to think sexual fantasies?
Think them.
According to this Gemara,
or to look at a woman in a sexualized way. What do you think? Is it yarg val yavor? Based on this Gemara, what do you think?
No.
So I would venture to guess.
Gemara would suggest that it is.
So I would venture.
I would say
good. So I think that's what you'd have to say. That even if it is, you need the smock. He's saying, what's the Gemara saying? And this is what the smock is getting at. If you're staring at a married woman, so you could say that it's a function of Lo Sasuru, which has mutuality. Right, I mean, she's an erva. There's a problematic relationship here, so it's a derivative. So maybe it's yaharg val yavor. But if someone asks you, is it yaharg val yavor to stare at a single woman? Right? Probably not, because when it's trying to be called avara, not lof sasuru, and therefore the Gemara says, look, elamander bnuya is a maikulei hai. How could it be yaharg val yavor to stare at a single woman? So what's the Gemara's answer? Rapapa Amar Misham Pagam Mishpacha. You're right. This isn't Yaharg Val Yavor because it's one of the big three. Pagam is like is a blemish on the family. Meaning this is a negative mark. Meaning what's the Gemara saying? You're right. If she's single, it can't be a Harg Val Yavor because what? It's not a derivative of Gilui Arayos. So why could it be that we tell the guy to die? Because Chazal are saying, I can't force a family to give up on their dignity and their honor because of some guy's
issues.
Yeah, issues. Meaning, it's not Yaharg Val Yavar in the normal sense. Like, yes, he has to die. But what's clear from this Gemara based on the smock? That the only type of looking that might be a function of Arayos and not a separate Isser of Hiror is if there's Nus involved, meaning there's that element of a problematic relationship. If the only problem is sexual thoughts, it's a different Isser. It's what we call the Nishmarta. Rabacha Bereder of Ika, Markadesh Loi Benayis Yisrael Prutzos Barayos. Gemara says that according to Rav Acha, it was a special gzeira. What was the special gzeira? We didn't want Jewish women to end up being prutos, right? Meaning hefker, right? So Gemara says, "V'lintzav mintzav." Why don't they just get married if it was a single woman? Because he says, "Lo misiv daite." He said that wouldn't even work because what's driving the guy's sexual drive is that it's usher. Right, because Rabbi Yitzchak, Miyam Shachar Beis Hamikdash, Nitla Tambia, V'Nisin Lo V'Aveira. From when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the real taste for sexuality was taken from good people and given to sinners. Hashenemar Mayim Ginovim Yimtaku V'Lechem Starim Yinam. Because stolen waters are sweet, secret waters are pleasant.
What does it mean?
What does it mean? Good question. Right, I don't know what it means. Right, look, I don't know if I should say this story on recording, but I'll say it anyways. Yes. Look, I will. You know what?
How do you not like
nothing to say?
How do you not relate to that at all?
Look, there was. Okay, I'll tell you the story. Guys, I'll tell you the story. When I was in yeshiva. What? No, it's fine, it's fine. It's fine. When I was in yeshiva a decade ago, you know, a little bit more. I remember that I was in a shir, and it was about yichud. And the Gemara says that the reason it's mutter to be misyached, without the way the post can understand it, the reason it's mutter to be misyached with your mother, let's say, is because there's no tambia. I mean, no one's detracted to their mother, so we're not worried, right? So one smart aleck said, oh, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that since the time of Churban Abayis, the tam of Bia was taken away from Heter. Bia isn't given to Isurim. And therefore, nowadays, sex isn't enjoyable, and therefore, Yichud should be mutter. And the Rebbe, who is very deadpan, right? He has a hysterical deadpan sense of humor. He just pauses till the whole room is silent. He stares at him, and he says, I beg to differ. And the whole place just exploded. And it was awesome. Because obviously the Gemara doesn't mean that sex is not enjoyable. That is not the conclusion one should reach from this Gemara. That is empirically false. Right? Empirically false. Right? What exactly it means? I don't know. Right? It means, yes, there is something about the fact that something's awesome that gives it an extra schmack. Okay? Great.
What do you mean by usr?
When things are usr, people love, they get a thrill out of doing something which is usr. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes, you guys, I cannot, are just such, yeah.
I'm sorry. Has it never happened that the teacher, yes, says don't do this and suddenly the whole class says, oh,
let's,
we're going to
do it.
What do you mean? It's like the natural tendency in human beings.
Yes,
right? We are rebellious. Right? If the teacher said, right? It's like if your teacher said, don't you dare do the homework, right? Suddenly everyone's like, no, I'm doing the homework. I am going to do it, right? Right? Like, what do you mean? It's just the nature of the world, right? It's just the way the world works, okay? Good. Next Gemara. So, number 10 is a copy and paste from our Gemara, right? My time alamar mehai, omi boilich, pinchas ben yoyer, shmarin to be called the rami kanar and pinchas al yaradam beyom the avali devitum velaila. The only reason that Gemara is important is that the Gemara there notes that it is a machlokis what we derive from this pasuk, right? Which means that not everybody agrees that this pasuk prohibits everything that we saw in our Gemara. And remember, as we'll see, it's not totally clear that our Gemara means this as pshat. It might be an asmachta, right? And I just wanted to give you this Gemara to make the point that it may not be daraisa, right? This may be only an asmachta. Okay, fine. That doesn't make it better. Okay. Now, a caveat. Okay? Despite the fact that the Gemara thinks you should avoid sexual situations as much as possible because here is a problem, and therefore there's a whole ethos of sneos, rest assured, right? Rest assured that the Gemara was also aware of the fact that, no, that the rest assured the Gemara knew that you wouldn't always succeed, right? Meaning, just because it's usher doesn't mean the Gemara expected you to succeed, right? How do I know? Number 11, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Avram, Amar Rav, Shalosh Averis Ein Adam Nitzel Mehen B'chol Yom. There are three things that you are not safe from every single day. Meaning, it may be usher, you may be a good firm person, you may try to keep halacha, but every day you're going to violate it. That's just reality of life. Hira Aver, Avera, Yom Tfil of Lashon Hara. Right? And the first one of those is improper sexual thoughts.
What's the Yom Tfilah?
So Yom Tfilah is probably different things, but right, Yom Tfilah might be right expecting God to answer your Tfilah because you had such kavana, whatever it actually means, okay? And Lashon Hara, the Gemara says it means Avak Lashon Hara, right? But the point is, the Gemara says, look, there are certain things that are usher. That doesn't mean we expect that you're going to succeed. You should try your best. Avak Lashon Hara is like things which are related to Lashon Hara. They're not pure Lashon Hara. Okay. So, the Tosfos, based on this, says, this is our Gemara. He says, Shalom Hara Demayom. He says, Hi Krad Drasha Gemuri Velo Asmachta. This Drasha is a real pasuk. How do I know it's not just an Asmachta? Right? What drives Tosfos to say, not just an Asmachta? The Gemara in Ksubos. The fact that there was a machlokis in the Gemara, what it derives, which implies that one really holds that it comes from this pasuk, and one really holds it comes from another, whatever. Now, that's not necessarily true. It could be that the Gemara is talking level asmachta, but Tosfos says, no, the fact there's a machlokis implies it's a real drasha. But then, Hiksha Rav Rabbeinu Elchanan, Imkein Mayri Busi Dichez, Kol Darmin Perek Sheni Dechulim Nafshi Lo Mitumah Shelo Harti Beyom Vati Leitumah Balayla. So the Gemara says, so he says, wait a second. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Lamed Zayin says that that Yechezkel said, I am so from, because I never had improper thoughts that led to sexual emissions, seminal emissions at night. Right? right?
You mean?
No. Like Hosea Zer Levatola, right? An actual emission, an actual ejaculation at night while he's sleeping. So Tosfos says, what's the chiddush? Who gets, you don't get to say I'm a big tzaddik because I didn't violate halacha. Right? Meaning it's asur. So why is Yechezkel saying I'm so good? I didn't do something that was asur. Right? Isn't that like saying, right?
I didn't eat a cheeseburger.
I didn't eat a cheeseburger. I'm a grace tzaddik. So what does Tosfos say? What does the Ri say?
He didn't fall into...
He says, no! Omer Ri, Nikol Mokar Ribuse. He said, I don't care that it's asur. This is not like a cheeseburger. Because a cheeseburger, not everybody eats every day. But he says, Mimashu Matzalasmi, Yirmashay, Inge Mishar Adam. He said, yes, it's usur. Yes, it's really usur. But the average person, even though it's usur, violates it at least once a day. At least. Kachazeh. Yechezkel was a tzaddik because he, unlike most human beings, didn't. Right? But he says, that doesn't make it less usur. Okay? Mashen can be sharadim. They don't eat so many b'chol yom. Can they remember b'basra, etc.
What does it help to say that it's like we understand, even though it's still?
Oh, good. So now tell me, what does that mean? So what does it benefit, right? If the Gemara tells you that you're going to fail, so why? So you're going to fail. You're gonna have improper thoughts. Good. Then why is it bothered? What is the point of it being usher? Tell me. You tell me. Yeah, because you should still avoid it as much as possible. I mean, there's a difference between someone who avoids looking at improper things, and avoids reading erotic literature, right? Tries to spend his time involved in Torah, and he's a human being with normal desires, and right?
His friends want to get together at the beach.
And he does. Oh, they did tzaddik.
Down for Allah, because you didn't know.
Listen.
Just get past it. Do the shuvah and be done.
Listen, guys. Okay. That guy, in the end of the day, so he'll have improper thoughts, you know, once in a while, maybe every day, maybe every so often during the.
Less than the other.
But yeah, but he's still clearly better off than the guy who says, you know what? I can't control my Yetzer Hara. Forget it. I'm just going to hang out at the nude beach every day. Right? To bring it in extreme case. Like, my, like, obviously, ain't no dome. Right? Obviously, ain't no dome.
You know.
Okay. Obviously, ain't no dome. Okay. Now, what emerges so far, right? Guys, what emerges so far is that I think what becomes clear so far is we want to understand our Gemara. Right? Gemara clearly is saying, what is the nature of an Ishmarta? That, A, there are halachos. That's category one, right? There are halachos. Two is that, in addition to what is formally usur, right, the Gemara tells you that what you're supposed to derive from these isurim is that there's what's usur, and then there are things that are a bad idea that you're supposed to understand, that to be a sensitive spiritual person means to avoid them also, to the point where the Rashbam says, even if you're not going to fail, you shouldn't put yourself in such a situation. Right? And again, this all makes sense, but it comes from Vinishmarta. Now, we also noted, however, that there seems to be two types of prohibitions that sometimes get confused. Right? And that's what the Smak notes. There's really Tzvedinim. There's looking at an Erva where you're dealing with someone who is an Erva. Right? And therefore, it's a subsidiary of actual Arayos, potentially. That might be what's Abu Zrayu, might be Hargival Yavor, maybe whatever. Right? And then there's the general wariness we have of indulging in sexual fantasies, sexual thoughts, things like that, which is not necessarily attached to mutuality. Right? It's not a derivative of Erva in the sense of a particular woman who's problematic. It's a general ethos of tzniut, as the Meiri puts it. Right? And therefore, when you look at the Yisurim, when you look at the nature of the Yisur, you've got to realize there's Tzvedinim functioning here. Okay. Another practical point, which is, and this is something that Donnie has already mentioned before, that the poskim suggest that, okay, so what exactly is usur? Right? Remember, the Gemara said you shouldn't be looking at these things. And yet the Gemara says that it's mutter if you have no choice to walk past the women doing the laundry. So how could that be? How could it be usur and yet be mutter? Right, we don't tell you. Right, we don't tell you it's usher to eat treif, unless you have a business meeting at a treif restaurant. We don't tell you that, right?
Because the isser is clearly on something else.
What's on the isser?
The garden. Not be in that situation.
Good, but let's say you have to be in that situation. Why does the Gemara say that if you have to walk past, it's mutter, you should just try to avoid looking? How could the Gemara say that?
It's the relation part, is it not?
No, it's not. It's not the relation. The Gemara says it's not true.
As soon as, because now you're chiyuv of guarding yourself from the situation, now there's you can't guard yourself more from the situation.
Good. So the way the poskim put Shimon's language into halacha is to say there's a difference between what we call habata and histaklus, right? Or re'ia and histaklus. Meaning, what is the Gemara saying? It's mutter to walk past if you have no choice. But what's clearly still going to be usher?
Staring.
Right? So if you look, now there are poskim who suggest that even re'ia is usher in an actual erva. Meaning you can't put yourself in a situation where you're even going to glance at an actual erva, right? But for now, let's just see a formulation. If you look at number 14, the context is the bracha of shekacha lo ba'olamo, which you didn't believe me is an actual halacha, but it is, right? At aroa ilanos tovos brios knows. If you see beautiful trees or beautiful people, afil akum a behema, right? Not even a non-Jew or an animal, any creature. Omer bracha da Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. I'm not saying non-Jews or animals. I'm saying if you see any creature, human being or non-human being, right? You say okay. The Bir Halacha says, what's the raya that you can say it in a non-Jew? Our Gemara, Ayn Mishnah Ruv B'Shem Mogen Avram, Uksas Raya LeDavar Me'Avod Zarat Davchav. The Kamakshem Meisvei Shal Istakal Dem Bishanah. The Table Gled Afilo Yezachar Hayasher Istakal Mitzad Asher Istakal Mitemus Vechulei. Right, Istakal Is Ba'Alma Shar Didakal Istakal Bo Biyosu Is Bonu Mitemus Of Asher Minin Isha Afilo Stam Istakal Is Asher. Right, and he says, it must be, right, that what's usher? Only staring. Right, where does he get that notion? Because remember, the Gemara says that it was mutter if what?
Once you're in the
he was Bekeren Zavis, right? He just passed the, right? Now he says, these were the postkim, right, debate. Right, one way the postkim says maybe it's only usher, right, if it's staring. However, right, what's the problem? Mishnah Berurah himself is not convinced by this. Why? Because he says, look, he says, right? He says, remember, the Gemara said the only reason he was able to look at that woman was because it was Bekeren Zavis. He didn't even intend to see her, which it sounds like even intentional seeing might be usher. Right, so this is a dion in poskim, right? The Bir Halacha himself seems to say, look, for women, histaklus, which is even looking, I would think it's not just glancing, but even looking, right, is usher. Other things, staring is usher, but some of the poskim say, look, only, now some poskim distinguish between erva and not erva, meaning it depends. If it's a woman and you're not looking at her uncovered parts of her body, the only thing that's usher is histaklus, is mamish staring. Right. If it's putting yourself in a situation where you see an erva, that even habata is at least problematic, right? Even looking,
why even saying that
is problematic. Okay, you know, the postgame deal with this. I don't want to get too much into it, but you have to understand that one of the ways the postgame deal with it is to get into the questions of exactly what counts as looking, staring, not staring, really staring, right? V'chule v'chule. Okay.
But that's not even a question. Why even? So why say it?
Okay. What time is it? 57. Okay. Let's run through a little bit here.
When you say does that mean we're just going to try and rush through more sources? Do when we do that.
Okay, fine. We'll stop then.
Then I just missed the last source.
Anyway.
So what's the thing like is, homework?
I have an idea. So help you with number nine.
Okay, let's read just one more Rambam then, okay? 18. The Rambam brings up, in addition to the Rambam saying that it's usher, the Rambam brings up in another context, and he says as follows. Right, in addition to these, some things being usher, there are certain things that if you do them, we expect that you'll never end up doing tshuva. Not that it's impossible, but that's likely what's going to happen. Lefi shehem dvarim kalim beinei rov ha'adam. Because these are the type of things that people just don't take seriously. And therefore they think that it's not osir. Okay?
Totally happens nowadays.
So look, skip to Gimel, and he says, what are those? One of them is, Hamistakel ba'arayos, Mala aldaito, she'ein b'kach klum. Shomer, the chibaliti, okir rafti etzla. People who just look and stare at improper things, they think it's mutter, because they're like, what, did I sleep with her? Did I touch her? Right? Right?
The problem drives him deeper now.
Right, he says. Right, he says. Who ainu yodeya? He doesn't realize Sharia's and I am avon gadol who. He doesn't realize that looking, staring, is a great sin. She go remes legufan shalarayos, which causes one to actual erva. Shenemar belos asura achar levachem achrein eichem. So the Rambam adds another level to this, which is. Part of the danger of this prohibition is that people don't even realize that it's a problem. Uh-huh. Right, and that's what drives people into it so deeply.
Because you don't realize it's awesome.
Right? I think that's probably a good place to end. Why is it that I think in Kfar it comes up in our sugya, it's time to spend real time on it? Because people don't realize this is a real isser.
Right?
Right? And the Rambam is saying you have to, because it's particularly insidious.
Right?
Right? It's particularly dangerous. Right? It's the type of thing that is very hard to do tshuva from, because people have this bizarre notion
that's not even
usr. Right? He says, no, it is. And right, once you're involved,
start to uninvolve yourself and dig yourself out.
Good. Okay. So pick up with 19 tomorrow.
The thing is
okay, good.